This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's an example of an ex-atheist, meaning he had converted later to Islam. Many of the logical arguments did not matter to him. He was given every proof, every evidence. And then one day he was asked, if you died right now, what would you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you died right now with all the proofs and evidences you were given, what would you say to God? What would you say to the Creator? And that made him pause. That made him think. He said, I don't like talking about death. I don't like thinking about what happens when I die. Because in the event that I am possibly wrong, I know I'm going to be punished. I know that it is severe. That led him to start another conversation, to explore the evidence once again, that perhaps you ignored something, perhaps you rejected something out of pride, not because it wasn't convincing to you. And alhamdulillah, later on, he ended up becoming Muslim. But when we see these examples and many of these stories, people forget you have agency, you have choice. Do not give your agency to anyone else. Do not blame anyone else for your religiosity or lack thereof. Don't blame your parents or your society or the world that we are in today for not being practicing enough. This is a deflection of the reality that we are responsible. We are responsible for our actions. The devil tries. But you are protected if you are sincere.